感谢主，让我们又有一次机会，可以一同聚在他的跟前。
I thank the Lord that we're able to have the opportunity to gather in His presence once again.
这一次的冬令会呢，弟兄们安排我要讲四堂。
This time, during the winter conference, the brethren have arranged for me to share with brothers and sisters four sessions.
其实我心里呢，非常希望 Dana 讲四堂。
In fact, in my heart, I was hoping that Dana would be sharing four messages.
因为我实在感觉我们的弟兄呢，实在比我更有恩赐。
For I do feel that our brother is more gifted than I.
不过呢，他说呢，我比他年长一点，所以他要尊重我，让我讲四堂。
But our brother says that I'm older, and so he respects me and lets me share four messages.
其实我只比他大一岁啊。
But in fact, I'm only 1 year older than he is.
不过呢，他既然把这个重担呢放在我身上。
He has placed this heavy burden upon me.
是吧？靠主的恩典呢，那么跟弟兄姊妹一同来交通。
So by the Lord's grace, I can fellowship with brothers and sisters.
当我在主面前祷告的时候啊。
As I prayed before the Lord.
好像主给我的负担呢，和弟兄姊妹们一同来看路德记。
The Lord has impressed upon me this burden to fellowship with brothers and sisters from the book of Ruth.
那我相信弟兄姊妹对这卷书都非常的熟悉。
Now I believe that brothers and sisters are very familiar with this book.
但是这是一卷非常重要的书。
This is a very important book.
希望主在这个末后的世代呢，能够借着这卷书对我们的心说话。
May the Lord speak to our hearts in these last days of time.
我想开头的时候，我们一同来先读一些主的话。
As we begin, let us first open the Word of God.
我们请弟兄姊妹打开路德记。
Let us turn to the book of Ruth.
我们先读这个第一节到第六节。
Ruth chapter 1 verses 1 through 6.
当士师秉政的时候，国中遭遇饥荒。在犹大伯利恒有一个人带着妻子和两个儿子往摩亚地区寄居，这人名叫伊利米勒，他的妻名叫拿俄米，他两个儿子一个名叫马伦，一个名叫基连，都是犹大伯利恒的以法他人。他们到了摩亚地就住在那里。后来拿俄米的丈夫伊利米勒死了，剩下妇人和他两个儿子。这两个儿子娶了摩亚的女子为妻，一个名叫俄尔巴，一个名叫路德，在那里住了约有十年。马伦和基连二人也死了，剩下拿俄米，没有丈夫也没有儿子。他就与两个儿妇起身要从摩亚地归回，因为他在摩亚地听见耶和华眷顾自己的百姓，赐粮食与他们。
Ruth chapter 1 verses 1 through 6. Now it came to pass in the days when the judges ruled that there was a famine in the land. And a certain man of Bethlehem, Judah, went to sojourn in the country of Moab, he and his wife and his two sons. And the name of the man was Elimelech, and the name of his wife Naomi, and the name of his two sons Mahlon and Chilion, Ephrathites of Bethlehem, Judah. And they came into the country of Moab and continued there.And Elimelech, Naomi's husband, died, and she was left, and her two sons. And they took them wives of the women of Moab, the name of the one was Orpah, and the name of the other, Ruth. And they dwelt there about 10 years. And Mahlon and Chilion died also, both of them. And the woman was left of her two sons and her husband. Then she arose with her daughters-in-law, that she might return from the country of Moab, for she had heard in the country of Moab how the Lord had visited his people,In giving them bread.
我们在读第十四节，读到第十九节。
We'll also read from verse 14 through 19.
两个儿妇又放声而哭，俄尔巴与婆婆亲嘴而别，只是路德舍不得拿俄米。拿俄米说：“看哪、你嫂子已经归回她本国和她所拜的神那里去了。 你也跟着你嫂子回去吧。路德说，不要催我回去，不跟随你。你往哪里去，我也往哪里去。你在哪里住宿，我也在哪里住宿。你的国就是我的国，你的神就是我的神。你在哪里死，我也在哪里死，也葬在那里。除非死能使你我相离，不然愿耶和华重重的降罚于我。拿俄米见路德定义要跟随自己去，就不再劝他了。于是二人同行来到伯利恒，他们到了伯利恒，全城的人合成的人都惊讶，妇女们说，这是拿俄米吗？
Verse 14. And they lifted up their voice and wept again, and Orpah kissed her mother-in-law, but Ruth clave unto her. And she said, Behold, thy sister-in-law is gone back unto her people and unto her gods. Return thou after thy sister-in-law. And Ruth said, Entreat me not to leave thee, or to return from following after thee. For whither thou goest, I will go, and where thou lodgest, I will lodge. Thy people shall be my people, and thy God, my God. Where thou diest, will I die, and there will I be buried. The Lord do so to me, and more also, but death part thee and me. When she saw that she was steadfastly minded to go with her, then she left speaking unto her. So they two went until they came to Bethlehem, and it came to pass, when they were come to Bethlehem, that all the city was moved about them, and they said, Is this Naomi?
22节,
Verse 22.
拿俄米和他儿父摩亚女子路德从摩亚地回来到伯利恒，正是动手割大麦的时候。
So Naomi returned, and Ruth the Moabitess, her daughter-in-law, with her, which returned out of the country of Moab, and they came to Bethlehem in the beginning of barley harvest.
我们再请看马太福音第一章。
Let us also turn to the book of Matthew, chapter 1.
马太福音第一章。
Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 1.
第一节。
Verse 1.
亚伯拉罕的后裔，大卫的子孙，耶稣基督的家谱。
The book of the generation of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham.
第五节和第六节。
Verses 5 and 6.
撒门从拉合氏生波阿斯，波阿斯从路德氏生俄贝德，俄贝德生耶西，耶西生大卫王。
And Salmon begot Boaz of Rahab, and Boaz begot Obed of Ruth, and Obed begot Jesse, and Jesse begot David the king.
好，我们圣经就暂时读这些。
That will be all the scripture we'll read for now.
我们都知道路德记呢，是在以色列人历史上面所记载的一个小小的故事。
Now we know the book of Ruth is in the history of the people of Israel and some history about them.
我们如果要能够更多明白这个小小的故事背后的那个属灵的意义。
In order for us to understand the spiritual meaning behind this little story of the history of Israel,
我想我们可能需要知道一点点这个研读历史的一个法则。
I believe we have to understand some principles in our studying of the history and strict guidelines.
因为我们都知道历史的故事呢，只不过是一个现象。
We know that the story recording of history is only the phenomenon.
在这个现象的背后呢，有一些控制的因素在那里。
Yet behind this phenomenon, there are some controlling factors.
当然我们知道，支配整个历史进展背后的因素就是神的旨意。
Of course, we realize that it is God's own will that directs, the phenomenon that is, manifested in history.
所以因此我们读这些历史的时候，
therefore, when we read such history,
我们需要有一点属灵的眼光。
We must look at it from a spiritual perspective.
我们能看见那个背后支配的因素。
We must be able to see the spiritual, principles that guide and direct this.
这样就比较容易帮助我们来领会这些故事本身的意义。
Then it would aid us and help us to understand the true meaning, the reality of this recording history.
或者我举一个例子说明一下。
For example, I can give this example.
我们都知道 在近代的科学上面
we know that in recent science
他们一些的说法上跟过去这种古典的这科学有一点不一样
the science we see today and what they tell us is somewhat different from in the past
比方说这个古典的物理
for example in past science and physics
他们是从这些现象那么来追寻那个原则
from the phenomenon which they see, they try to trace that back to the principles.
我们知道现代的物理不是这样。
But we realize current day physics is not that way.
现代的物理呢，是从原则来看现象。
Present day physics will take the principles which man has to look at and view these phenomena.
我想读物理的人都知道这个像牛顿的一些重要的物理的定律。
For example, for those who study physics know of the laws of Newton, and when we view physics, we follow those laws.
他是从外面的这许多的现象啊，他在追寻那个里面的定律。
They can see the phenomena that take place without to look into the law that directs these phenomena.
我想小孩子都知道这个故事。
Now I believe even the little children know this story.
这个牛顿有一天坐在苹果树下，忽然苹果从上掉下来了。
One day Newton sitting by the apple tree and suddenly the apple falls down.
他就想。为什么这个苹果是往下掉不往上去呢
Newton would think to himself, why is it that apple would fall down instead of going up?
所以因此后来呢他就发现了地心有吸力。
Therefore, he discovered there is the law of gravity.
所以呢他就发现了一个万有引力。
Then he discovered this universal law.
我不晓得故事是不是真的。
Now, I don't know if that is an actual true story.
但是至少说明就是呢牛顿是根据外面的现象他去寻找那个规律。
But nevertheless, it tells us of the fact that man looks from the external matters to seek the law that directs such phenomena.
那是等到现代的人像爱因斯坦出来的时候。
But when we look at the present scientists like Einstein,
那么他呢从数学的推论上面来讲的话呢他就首先发现定律。
But from mathematics, he's able to discover then the law itself first.
所以呢，他是从原则看现象。
Therefore, from Einstein's perspective, he will follow the law to view the phenomena that takes place.
我想我们有一点常识都知道，这个比古典的物理学是更准确的。
I believe with some understanding, we're able to understand that looking from the external matters guided by the law is more accurate.
所以我想我们今天呢在属灵的事情上更是需要这样。
Therefore, today, when we view the spiritual matters, I believe even more so, we have to start there.
今天呢在基督教里面我们看见大多数的人都是根据现象在那里去找原则。
Present day, we see in, even in Christianity, many a times, we find the law or the principle based on the external phenomena.
所以我们就发现有很多的不准确，甚至很多的错误出现。
Therefore, we see there are many things that are inaccurate, even many errors.
属灵的事情呢，是需要从原则来看现象。
But with spiritual matters, we have to look at what is without from within.
所以如果我们有属灵的眼光能够看见那个一切事物背后的那个原因。
Therefore, with spiritual view perspective, we're able to see the reason that these events take place from within.
这样我们就更多能明白为什么外面这些现象是这样。
Therefore, we're able to understand why is it that these external events are taking place.
所以弟兄姊妹们
Therefore, brothers and sisters,
我们知道整个人类历史的演进。
We know the development of the entire history of mankind.
尤其以色列人历史的演进。
Especially, when we look at the history of Israel.
它背后呢，乃是受到神荣耀的旨意的一个控制的。
Behind this, it is directed by the eternal will of God.
所以路德记虽然是个小小的故事
Therefore, even though when we read the story of Ruth, though it is a very small
story, 但是在这个故事的背后我们能看见有神荣耀的旨意
Yet behind the story itself, we're able to see it is the glorious will of God who directs all these events.
我想论到神的旨意,
now I believe when we speak about the will of God,
我觉得在这里有一些重要的特性, 我愿意和弟兄姊妹们重新的来提醒一下。
There are some uniqueness here that I'd like to refresh with brothers and sisters.
因为这是非常重要的一件事情。
Because these are very important matters.
我们都知道在神创造世界以前,
We know even before the creation of the world,
神用他那个完全的智慧, 已经计划出来了一个完美的旨意。
With his perfect wisdom, God has already devised his perfect will.
神的这个旨意是绝对完全的。
And this will of God is absolutely perfect.
因为是出自他那个完全的智慧。
For it is out of his perfect wisdom.
所以这个智慧是无懈可击的。
Therefore, this wisdom is impenetrable.
是一点点的瑕疵都没有的。
There is no blemish with this at all.
我想我们今天对于神的旨意, 我们必须有这样的一个
I believe today we have to have this very basic understanding of the wisdom of God.
不仅是完全没有瑕疵的,
not only is the wisdom of God without any blemish,
并且神的旨意是一定永定的,
and his wisdom is eternal and it is immovable.
他不需要任何的这种更改, 也更不需要任何的修正。
He does not need to change or correct, revise any of his wisdom.
不论在哪个时代里面,
regardless of the age,
神的旨意从来不改变。
The wisdom, the will of God never changes.
我觉得如果今天我们对于神的旨意不能够有一个很清楚的这么一个认定的话呢,
I believe if we don't have a very clear, steadfast understanding of the will of God today,
我们很容易犯错误。
Very easily we'll go astray.
所以使徒保罗告诉我们,
Therefore the Apostle Paul tells us,
我们不能做神的谋士,
that we cannot be his counselor,
我们不能在神的旨意上替他出主意的,
that we cannot give God any advice,
我们更是不能修正他的,
and we cannot correct any of it,
神也不需要你我帮忙的,
and God does need any of your help or my help.
弟兄姊妹们, 当我们提到神这个荣耀的旨意的时候,
brothers and sisters, when we speak of the eternal will, glorious will of God,
我们需要有一个敬畏主的心,
we must have this heart that fears him.
否则的话呢, 我们很可能 犯旧约历史的错误，也可能很可能犯新约教会的错误。
Otherwise, it would be very easy for us to err when we see the Old Testament or in the New Testament.
我们知道神定了这个荣耀的旨意。
We know that God has set this eternal purpose of His.
所以当神在地上做工的时候,
Therefore, as God works on earth,
他历世历代都根据这个不更改的旨意。
Throughout the generations, God works according to this will of His, which never changes.
历史证明一件事情啊,
and throughout history, it proves for us,
如果神在一个时代里面,
if in a generation,
他得罪了一般人,
he's able to gain a group of people,
他们明白神的旨意,
and they're able to understand the will of God,
他们也愿意顺服神的旨意,
and those people are willing to also submit under God's will,
那么神的荣耀就在那个时代中间就被彰显出来了。
Therefore, the will of God and his glory will be able to be manifested during those times.
否则的话,
otherwise,
弟兄姊妹们,
and brothers and sisters,
那么, 在一个时代里神找不到这样的一般人,
if in a generation God is not able to find such people,
那请我们注意, 神的旨意仍旧是继续往前的。
Let us take note, the will of God nevertheless moves forward.
我们知道人会失败,
we realize that man may fail,
神是从来不会失败的,
yet God never fails.
在地上看起来好像神的工作是停顿,
in this world, perhaps it seems as if the work of God has stalled.
在天上呢, 神的那个工作仍旧是向着目标往前的。
Yet above, the will of God continues to move onward and forward.
这样我们也许会问一个问题,
then perhaps we will ask such a question.
为什么在旧约圣经里面呢?
Why is it in the Old Testament?
常常以色列百姓失败的时候啊,
many a times when the people of Israel failed,
那么神会很痛心。
God will, his heart will ache.
神甚至会非常的愤怒。
Perhaps there would be the anger of God.
并且借着先知们严厉的指责。
Through the prophets, God will rebuke severely his people.
为什么神会有这样的一个表现呢？
Why would God have such manifestation?
那么弟兄姊妹们，我们必须要明白一件事情。
Brothers and sisters, we must realize this.
神非常爱他在地上的百姓。
That God dearly loves his people on earth.
神把他的百姓当作像自己的儿女一样的一样的对待。
That God deals with his people as his own children.
神不愿意看见人因着自己的愚昧而失去了他旨意中的祝福。
And God is not willing to see his own people lose the blessing that is determined for us according to his own will.
因为明明神的儿女可以蒙福的。
That is because very clearly the children of God is able to receive his blessing. Yet because of their disobedience,
失去了神在他旨意中给的祝福。
His people will lose out the blessing that he has willed.
这个会叫神非常的愤怒。
And this will bring upon the wrath of God.
叫神的非常的心痛。
And it will ache his heart.
我想我们有儿女的人就懂得了。
And I believe the parents would understand this.
有很多时候我们愿意我们的孩子们蒙福，对不对？
So many a times we wish the blessing upon our children, correct?
但是有时候很不听话。
But yet many a times they're disobedient.
他明明可以得住这个福气的。
Very clearly they're able to receive this blessing.
他得不到，对不对？
Yet they cannot enjoy it.
我们心里很难过。
And so it aches our hearts.
我们心里面很愤怒。
And we're very angry.
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
神对待我们也是这样。
God deals with us likewise.
所以神在一个世代的里面，
therefore in a generation,
他如果能得着一般人明白他的心意，
if God is able to gain a group of people who understand his will,
而能够进入他旨意的祝福，
and enter into the blessing of his will,
神的心是非常的快乐，
God's heart will be extremely joyful.
所以弟兄姊妹们，这些都是历史上的一个法则。
Now, brothers and sisters, these are principles throughout history.
同时我们也知道一件事情，
at the same time, we also realize,
历史也证明一件事情。
In history, it also shows us,
就在时间中间，
that is in time,
没有任何的力量能阻挡神旨意的完成。
There is no power that is able to hinder the will of God to be completed.
不管这个力量是来自仇敌，
whether this power be of the enemy,
或是来自人的肉体的愚昧，
or from the foolishness of man's own flesh,
没有任何的力量能够阻挡神的旨意的成全。
There is no power that is able to hinder the completion of God's will.
并且我们可以看见任何一个阻挡的力量。
Therefore, we can see any obstacle.
只有让这个阻挡的人自己遭受神的审判。
Will only bring upon the judgment of God upon the one who hinders.
会落在神的咒诅里。
And they will fall under the curse of God.
我们都知道魔鬼有个名字叫做撒旦。
Now we know there is this name of the devil and it is Satan.
撒旦的意思就是阻挡，对不对？
And then Satan, his name is adversary.
在整个宇宙里面，我们晓得阻挡神旨意最大的一个力量是来自魔鬼。
And it is from the devil, this adversary, that is the greatest opposition of his power against God.
但是我们都晓得魔鬼的结局是非常的悲惨的。
But we all realize how sad the adversary's ending is.
任何一个阻挡神旨意的力量，
any power that opposes the will of God,
到最后只有落在神的审判底下，
at last will fall upon the judgment of God,
并且落在神的咒诅的里面，
and they will receive the curse of God.
在人的历史上也是这样，
it is the same in man's history.
任何一个阻挡神旨意的力量，
any power that opposes the will of God,
弟兄姊妹，你无法破坏神的工作。
Brothers and sisters, there's nothing that can destroy the work of God.
你只能自己遭受损失。
That will only bring upon our own loss.
所以一个人呢，如果不明白神的旨意而起来抵挡神的旨意，这是很愚昧的一件事情。
Therefore, for one who does not know the will of God and also opposes the will of God, that is utterly foolishness.
当然神他爱我们是不会改变。
Of course, God's love for us never changes.
神的圣召也绝对没有后悔的。
And God has no repentance concerning his holy calling.
但是人会在地上，在他的见证上面被神撇弃。
But yet, man may be put aside by the will of God.
会失去神给的祝福。
And we will lose the blessing of God.
我们如果读旧约的历史，
When we read the history of the Old Testament,
我们读新约教会的历史，
When we read the history of the New Testament,
我们看见无论是个人，无论是团体，
We can see whether it is individual or corporate body.
只要他们不能遵行神的旨意，
As long as they are not willing to submit to the will of God,
虽然他们已经得救了，
even though they may be saved,
神不会叫他们下地狱的，
and God will not let them go to hell.
但是神会把他们从他的祝福中间把他撇开。
But yet they will be removed from the blessing of God.
在神的见证上面他们被弃绝。
They have been put aside according for the testimony of God.
我想弟兄姊妹们，
I believe brothers and sisters,
如果我们稍稍懂得旧约的历史，懂得教会的历史，
If we know somewhat of the history of the Old Testament and church history,
我想你就很清楚地看见这是圣经明显的给我们的一个启示。
Now, I believe very clearly this is a revelation for us in the Bible.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
therefore, brothers and sisters,
今天我们对于神荣耀的旨意，
today, as far as the glorious will of God is concerned,
我们只能追求认识，
we must seek to understand,
我们只能顺服，
and we must submit unto.
除此之外我们不能做别的。
There is no other attitude we ought to have concerning the will of God.
这些年间我们常常讲到神恢复的工作。
In these recent days, many a times we speak of the recovery work of God.
我们知道这是神的大怜悯。
We know it is by His great mercy.
神就是要把一些偏差的人，把一些这个堕落的人重新把他带回到神的原初的心意当中。
Those who have gone astray or those who have fallen, God desires to bring them back to His original purpose.
虽然这个恢复的工作不容易，
even though this recovery work is not easy,
但是神从来没有放弃过。
Yet God has never let go.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
therefore brothers and sisters,
我想当我们回到圣经里面来看这些历史的时候，
I believe when we go back to the Bible to view such history,
我觉得如果我们能够稍微懂得一点这个历史的法则，
I feel that if we somewhat have understanding of these principles in history,
这对我们来读这些历史的故事有相当的帮助。
It will greatly aid us as we read these historical recordings.
所以我们希望呢，
therefore,
主借着这一点点的原则，
that through such laws,
让我们能对路德记呢能够一个比较开阔的一个看见。
So that we would have a broader view when we look at the book of Ruth this time.
那么路德记呢虽然是一个小小的故事，
Now the book of Ruth, even though it's a recording of a very small story here,
但是你会看见在这个故事的背后，
But behind this story,
有神荣耀的旨意在控制一切事物。
We're able to see it is by the glorious will of God that directs all these events.
并且很奇妙的，神就借着这么一个小小的故事呢，把他荣耀的旨意把它说明出来。
And very wonderfully, even though through this very little story, God displays for us His glorious will.
那么，到底路德记背后所让我们看见神的荣耀的旨意是什么呢？
In reality then, what is the glorious will of God that He desires to show us through this book?
到了新约时代，
when we are in the New Testament,
我们知道主耶稣基督道成肉身来到地上，
we realize that our Lord is the Word become flesh.
他完成了基督的意义，
and He has completed, fulfilled the meaning of the Christ.
所以今天我们很清楚神荣耀的旨意就是他的儿子，就是基督。
Therefore, today we know the glorious will of God is His Son, and that is Christ.
那么在旧约时代中间，那么神的这个旨意是什么呢？
Yet in the Old Covenant, what is this will of God?
我们从罗马书不，从马太福音第一章的那个家谱里面，我们可以明白。
From the book of Matthew, chapter 1, in the genealogy, we will understand.
我们知道这个家谱呢，乃是神荣耀旨意的一个重要的说明。
We know that the recording of this genealogy is a very important recording of God's glorious will.
他从亚伯拉罕开始，
starting from Abraham,
到大卫，
to David,
然后到主耶稣，
and to the Lord Jesus.
你能看见这里有一条明确的线。
We're able to see a very clear lineage there.
那么当然在旧约的时代中啊，基督还没有来。
Now in the Old Covenant, before Christ came,
所以这一条线呢，就是从亚伯拉罕一直到大卫。
Then the line we can see is only from Abraham to David.
我们知道亚伯拉罕是一个重要的起点。
We know that Abraham is a very important starting point.
大卫呢，在旧约时代是一个重要的终点。
And we know in the Old Testament that David was a very important point where they ended.
所以在旧约预表的时代。
Therefore, in the Old Covenant, where it is a type.
从亚伯拉罕到大卫这条线。就是神荣耀的旨意的一个说明。
From the line of Abraham to David is a very clear expression to us concerning the will of God in the Old Covenant.
我们都很清楚，在旧约时代中
，We're very clear that in this Old Covenant,
神的这个荣耀的旨意呢，是从亚伯拉罕开始启示出来的。
From the eternal will of God, it started with Abraham.
从表面上看起来，神要在地上建立一个家。
Externally, it seems as if on earth God desires to establish a house.
所以从亚伯拉罕开始要建立以色列家。
Therefore, this family, this house of Israel, will start from Abraham.
然后到了大卫的年间时候呢，让以色列家建立成为以色列国。
And from to David's point, we can see this family house of Israel will become the kingdom of Israel.
所以我们可以看见，从亚伯拉罕到大卫。神做了一个非常清楚的一个启示。
Therefore, from Abraham to David, we can see how clearly God has displayed this for us.
所以我们可以说在旧约的时代中。
Therefore, we can say in the Old Covenant,
从亚伯拉罕到大卫。
From Abraham to David,
这是神荣耀旨意的一根准绳。
This is a plumb line that we can use from Abraham to David.
所以这样我想我们就很清楚。
Then when we put it this way, I believe we're very clear.
神的旨意是从亚伯拉罕到大卫。
The will of God is from Abraham to David.
就是凡是走在这条线上的人。
And anyone who is going along this measuring line.
而与这一条线发生关系的人
has anything to do with this line.
都在神的旨意里面。
They are individuals who are in the will of God.
并且他们要蒙到神的祝福。
And they shall receive, enjoy the blessing of God.
而我们看见路德记。
When we look at the book of Ruth,
正好就是走在这条线上。
We can see very clearly this is in along this line.
路德记所以重要。
And the importance of the book of Ruth.
路德记这班人虽蒙神的祝福。
And the group of individuals here in the book of Ruth received the blessing of God.
因为他们走在神荣耀旨意的这条线上。
That is because these individuals are those who are along this line of God.
所以虽然路德记的故事很简单。
Even though the story of Ruth is very simple.
但是呢，路德记里面却把能够走在神旨意上的一些重要的原则启示给我们。
Yet God reveals to us some of the principles that guide us how we can go in the line that eternal will of God.
他把路指给我们了。
And God shows us the way.
并且是借着这些人生活把它显明出来的。
And through the lives, the living, God manifests that way for us.
所以这些对于我们今天来讲都成为可经历的。
Therefore, such experiences also become experiences we can experience today.
所以弟兄姊妹们
Therefore, brothers and
sisters, 路德记说明了蒙恩的一个原因。
The reason for the blessing in the book of Ruth.
路德记也说明了神恢复的道路。
The book of Ruth also records for us the way to recovery in the will of God.
我们知道路德记一共只有四章。
We know there are only four chapters in the book of Ruth.
但是的确在这四章圣经里面我们看见可以看见四个重要的一些原则在。
Yet throughout these four chapters we're able to see very important principles throughout.
我们也很清楚路德记呢是活在四世纪的时代里面。
We know that the book of Ruth took place during the days of the judges.
这个四世纪呢就是路德记的一个背景。
Therefore, when the judges ruled is the background for the story of Ruth.
那么当我们读四世纪的时候。
When we read through the book of Judges.
我们晓得那是以色列百姓呢最黑暗最痛苦最可怕的。
We realize during the time of the judges, it is the most painful, dark, sorrowful time for the people of Israel.
可以说是一个大荒凉的时代。
It is a great period of desolation.
也可以说是一个大偏离的时代。
It is also a period where they have gone astray.
所以很多读四世纪的人呢，那么都有个感觉，今天地上的教会 真是好像活在四世纪的时代一样。
Therefore, those who read the book of Judges do feel and echo the same feeling that the church is in a similar condition as during the days of Judges.
所以路德记对于我们今天这些活在荒凉时代中的圣徒来讲是重要的提醒。
Therefore, the story of Ruth is a very important reminder for us, for the saints,who are when the church is living in desolation today.
路德记告诉我们怎样走出这个荒凉。
For the book of Judges shows us the path how we can depart away from this barrenness.
路德记告诉我们如何在神面前被神来归正。
And the book of Ruth shows us how we can be corrected and return to the will of God.
我们读四世纪的时候我们都晓得他那个失败的原因。
When we read the book of Judges, we know the very reason of their failure.
我想在这里有两个很重要的原因是我们今天所需要注意的。
And there are two very important reasons we can see today.
在四世纪第一章到第二章的开头。
In the book of Judges, starting with chapter 1 and 2.
那里告诉我们以色列百姓地他们从一个荣耀的时代中开始下降。
We can see the people of Israel in the first two chapters in a glorious condition in the land of Canaan, how they become to fall.
他们失败的第一个原因就是他们赶不出仇敌。
The first reason for their fall is they're not able to cast out, to chase out the enemy.
那么同时呢，他们还与当地的居民呢立约。
They also then make covenants with the inhabitants of the land.
因为他们赶不住这些仇敌。
That's because they're not able to cast these enemies out.
那么因此呢，他们就想要用人的方法来妥协。
Therefore, they are trying to use man's way to compromise.
因为赶不出去了。
Because we cannot cast them out.
那就想说，我们干脆和平共存好了。
Why don't we just live at peace then?
所以因此他们用了人的一些的方法，一些想法。
Therefore, with man's way, with man's thinking, they came up with this idea.
他说如果我们能跟这班的这个邻居啊能保持一个和睦最好的方法是什么呢
Now, what is the best way for us to keep the peace, the harmony with our neighbors?
第一个我们去拜他们的神。
Now, first, we will worship their gods.
我们也拜耶和华也拜他们的神。
We shall worship the Lord God, we shall also worship their gods.
这样他们就会高兴。
Then they will be happy.
那么再进一步呢
And a step further.
最好呢，我们跟他们通婚。
We shall intermarry with them.
啊，我们变成亲家了，对不对
？And then we'll become in-laws, right?
这个亲家就不能打亲家了。对不对
so if you're in-laws, you cannot fight with one another.
你知道这是完全是人的思想。
But we realize completely these are man's way of thinking.
这是以色列人在这个恶劣的环境中啊，他们求生存的。一个方法。
It is under these difficult conditions, the people of Israel thought of this as the way for them to survive.
我们从人的观点上来看的话呢
？From man's perspective,
我们觉得这个也很有道理。
Perhaps we think this makes a lot of sense.
那么第二个他们失败的原因
，and the second reason for their failure，
这是更可怕
，is even more frightening，
就在他们的后代的。里面第二代的圣徒中
，That is in the second generation amongst their people.
他们不知道神
，They did not know God.
也不知道神的作为
，And they do not know the works of God.
我想他们不是不知道耶和华的名。
I believe that they do know the name of the Lord.
用今天的话来讲
，In other words, in today's terms,
一切都是知识的道理的。
All this knowledge is only mere knowledge.
对神完全没有经历。
They have no experience of God whatsoever.
所以这个就造成了另外一个失败的原因。
Therefore, this is the second reason of their failure.
所以在四世纪的前几章里面。
Therefore, in the first few chapters of Judges,
神的话很清楚地告诉我们以色列百姓失败的那个原因。
The word of God clearly tells us the reason for the failures of Israel.
所以四世纪最后一句话说什么呢
？Therefore, this is the last recording in the book of Judges.
以色列中没有王，个人任意而行。
In those days, there was no king in Israel, and each did what was right in his own eyes.
就他们的生活呢，失去了一个管制的力量。
That is, in their lives, they have lost.One who reigns them.
个人喜欢做什么就做什么。
They will do whatever seems right in their own eyes.
弟兄姊妹，你想想看。
Brothers and sisters, consider
this. 今天地上的基督教是不是在这样的光景中
？Today in Christianity, is that the very condition?
谁也不愿意受约束。
That I don't need God to control
更没有约束
me. And there is no reign of God at all.
我们爱怎么走就怎么走，爱怎么做就怎么做。
We'll go whichever way we want, and we'll do whatever we please.
我们想到什么，我们就做什么。
Whatever we think of, we'll do.
弟兄姊妹，这是非常危险的一件事。
And brothers and sisters, this is extremely dangerous.
所以四世纪带给以色列百姓一个黑暗的时期。带给他们极大的痛苦。
Therefore, the book of Judges is a recording of the dark times of Israel and much sorrow.
结果是仇敌的权势反而高涨起来了。
On the contrary, it has elevated the power of the enemy.
我们从四世纪看的时候啊
，When we look at it from the book of Judges,
我们只看见他们遭受仇敌的欺压，他们只有这些黑暗和痛苦。
We can see under the oppression of the enemy, there is only pain and suffering.
但是呢
，But
当你读路德记的时候
When we read the book of Ruth,
路德记第一章第一节说什么
What does the book of Ruth chapter 1 verse 1 tell us?
他说当士师秉政的时候国中遭遇饥荒
Now it came to pass in the days when the judges ruled that there was a famine in the land.
我们以为说士师记所带来的黑暗混乱和这些仇敌的权势痛苦
We feel that theperiod of the judges is darkness and chaos and oppression from the enemy.
而路德记告诉我们整个四世纪最后带下的一个结果是饥荒。
And we can see from the book of Ruth, the result of the period of judges is that there is a famine in the land.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
Dear brothers and sisters,
我说这个饥荒有什么了不起
Now perhaps you'll say, what's so big deal about famine?
你千万不要小看这个饥荒。
But let us not look lightly upon famine.
以色列人所以妥协所以逃避所以痛苦就是因为这个饥荒
The people of Israel compromised and they escape they try to run away it is because of this famine
我们都知道我们的神是丰富的神
We all realize that our God is a rich abundant God
他愿意他的百姓们吃得饱足过得丰盛
God is willing to satisfy his people for them to be full
在神的祝福里面
In his blessing.
神的百姓应该个个都长得健壮。
That all the people of God ought to be very healthy and strong.
神喜欢这样啊。
God desires for such.
弟兄姊妹们，我们做父母的，我们喜欢我们的儿女是这样。
Brothers and sisters, that is the same when we have children and we desire our children to be likewise.
我每次看见我那个小孙子不肯吃，长得瘦瘦的，我心里就很难过。
And when I see my grandchild and he is very skinny and he doesn't want to eat, it aches my heart.
哇，我看见别人的孙子吃得又肥又壮，哎呀，真是很羡慕。
And when I see the other grandchildren of others and how chubby and healthy they are, I envy that.
神不喜欢看着我们面黄肌瘦的。
God does not desire to see his people who are very slim and sickly looking.
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters.
啊。你如果读《生命记》第二十八章
，When we read Deuteronomy chapter 28，
你会很清楚的看见
，Very clearly,
饱足和饥荒都是握在神的手中的。
That whether it is fullness or famine, they are all in the hand of God.
摩西对以色列百姓讲
，And Moses said to the people of Israel，
你们只要听话
，If you're obedient，
神的祝福就临到你们
，The blessing of God will come upon you。
哇，那个祝福是叫你们真是这个丰富的不得了的。
And the blessing is so rich and abundant。
啊，田里出产的这个牛羊甚至你家里面这个团面盆都是富足的。
Even for your land, your produce, your harvest, and even for your bread, it is all rich and full.
并且仇敌看见你们就逃跑的。
And when the enemy sees you, they will flee.
一旦你们什么时候不听话了。
Yet when you're disobedient.
啊，你就立刻怎么样落到饥荒的里面。
Immediately you fall into famine.
所以我们晓得这个饥荒呢，也是神对他百姓不听话的一个管教。
Therefore, we realize that famine is a discipline which is from God upon his people.
你什么时候不听话，神就咒诅地。
Whenever you're disobedient, God will curse the land.
地里不出产了。
And the land will not yield its fruit.
结果呢，神的百姓就没有食物吃了。
The result then, there will be famine and lack of food for his people.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，Therefore, brothers and sisters,
这个饱足代表神的喜悦。
This filling represents for us then the pleasure of God.
这个饥荒呢，就是代表神的不喜。
Then, in other words, famine represents for us that God is displeased.
所以四世纪所带下来的结果就是饥荒。
Therefore, the result of judges is that there is famine.
弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters,
路德记
the book of Ruth.
因为是在士师的时代里面。
It came to pass during the time when the judges rule.
所以这整个故事,
therefore, this entire story of Ruth
就说明是一个在饥荒底下所发生的故事。
It's a story in the, with the background that took place where there was a famine.
啊, 所以因此圣经记载说,
Now, therefore, the scriptures record.
有一个人, 这里有一个人,
here, there is this man.
啊, 其实呢, 他这个有一个人的意思说, 不是光他一个, 很多人都这样了。
Even though it records there is this certain man, yet not only him, but it is the condition of the people.
他们住在伯利恒,
they lived in Bethlehem.
这里应该是粮食之家,
now, this is the house of bread.
是一个有丰盛神祝福的地方,
it should be a place where it's filled with God's blessing.
结果现在变得饥荒了,
but yet, there is famine there.
啊, 这个饥荒一临到的时候呢,
and when this famine came,
我们看见, 这里一家人受不了了。
We can see that this house could not take it.
因此他们就开始妥协。
So they compromise.
因此他们就开始怎么样呢? 开始去逃避。
And they became to escape.
啊, 那么圣经讲, 这个人的名字叫以利米勒。
And the Bible records for us, this man's certain name was Elimelech.
以利米勒呢, 是很普通的人。
Now, Elimelech was a very common person. So his response is also very logical, reasonable. For the family,
没有东西吃了,
there's no food, what shall we do? So we shall leave the promised land of God. They realize that Moab is a place upon the curse of God. But for the sake of the famine, they rather be in a position, in a place where it's cursed by God.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters, how much we need to be warned, reminded by God. Today, there are many children of God in the same condition.
当他们里面不能得到宝足的时候,
when we cannot be satisfied within, we rather be in a position where there is cursed from God. How tragic that is.
那么他们好像是说是寄居,
it seems as if they will only temporarily go there to sojourn there.
这是一种完全是一种逃避和妥协的一种心理。
This is really with an attitude of trying to escape and to compromise.
因为他们对神失去信心了,
because we have lost faith in God.
他们只求得暂时的一个满足。
We only want to be satisfied temporarily.
但是这个真正满足他们了吗?
But does that truly satisfy them?
因为他们这个妥协和逃避, 结果带下了这个死亡的结果。
Because they try to run away and compromise, it brought upon the result of death.
是一个非常悲惨的一个结果。
It is a very sad, tragic result.
结果在摩押地, 以利米勒死了。
In the land of Moab, Elimelech died.
10年之后, 两个儿子也死了。
In about 10 years, both the sons died.
这个家完全 遭受死亡的攻击。
This family was completely under the attack of death.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
dear brothers and sisters,
我们知道, 就着属灵的事上来讲,
we know upon spiritual matters,
这个灵里面的不得饱足,
when we're not satisfied in our spirit,
灵里面的饥荒,
when there's famine in our spirit,
是我们妥协和逃避的一个主要原因。
It is the reason for that is because we're trying to run away and to compromise. And we can see this as a very common condition amongst the people of God. We truly live in a condition as in the days of Judges.
但是弟兄姊妹们,
but brothers and sisters, through the book of Ruth, God gives us a very important reminder.
感谢主啊,
we thank the Lord.
在路德记里面呢,
in the book of Ruth,
这个简单的故事里面呢,
in this very simple story, it records for us very common people.
啊, 我们知道路德记主要的绕着这三个人物在转的。
We know that the book of Ruth takes place with these three individuals.
啊, 一个拿俄米,
one is Naomi,
一个路德,
one is Ruth,
一个波阿斯,
and one is Boaz.
然后呢, 还有一块田,
and there's this land, this field.
这整个故事就这么在这里写出来的。
And this is where the story takes place.
但是弟兄姊妹们,
but brothers and sisters,
神能够借着最简单的事物对我们来说话。
Even through the very simplest of matter, God speaks to us.
我们知道, 这几个人都非常的频繁的。
Now we know that these individuals, they're very common.
他们没有什么恩赐。
There's not much gifts with them.
他们也没有什么才干。
There's not talent.
他们也不是像我们想象多聪明的一般人。
And they're not, as we seem, very wise.
他们可以说是非常的平凡的一般人。
We can say they're just regular people, very common people.
但是感谢主啊。
But we thank the Lord.
在这些平凡人的背后发生不平凡的故事。
Yet, even upon these ordinary people, the extraordinary takes place.
弟兄姊妹，我不知道你们的这个感觉是如何。
Brothers and sisters, I don't know how you feel.
我读圣经呢，我很喜欢读圣经中这些平凡人。
When I read the scriptures, I love to read these characters who are very ordinary.
为什么喜欢读平凡人？
Now, why do I like to read about them?
因为我自己是个平凡人。
Because I myself is a very ordinary person.
所以我一读他们的故事，我就得安慰。
So when I read about them, I'm comforted.
我一读到摩西，哎呀，这个不可能。
When I read about Moses, I said, oh, that is impossible.
一读保罗，我这一辈子也追不上。
When I read about Paul, I cannot chase up to Paul.
我们读读拿俄米的故事啊。
When we read the story of Naomi,
读读路德的故事啊。
When we read the story of Ruth,
我们里面就得安慰。
We are somewhat comforted.
因为什么？他跟我们一样，差不多。
Because they're just like us.
感谢神。
We thank God.
在圣经里面，神常常用这些平凡的人。
In the scriptures, God often uses these ordinary people.
所以这三个人物呢，在当时代，在神的手中。却成为非常重要的人物了。
But these three ordinary people in the hand of God during their time has become very important people.
我们晓得按照神的原则来讲，每一个神的儿女都应该是神手中的器皿。
We all realize that all the children of God ought to be vessels in his hand.
但是呢，并不是每个人都能神都能用。
But yet, God is not able to use each and every one of us.
神历世历代都在地上找那个合用的器皿。
Throughout all the generations, God is seeking to find a vessel meet for his use.
神不管你是什么人。
Regardless of who you are.
你什么教育背景，你有什么大来头，神才不在乎这些。
Regardless of your educational background or where you're from, God does not look at that at all.
神只要找那个合不合用。
God is only looking for a vessel meet for his use.
所以在整个四世纪的时代里面。
Therefore, in the period of the judges.
虽然神也用了一些士师们。
Even though God used some judges.
我下一堂我会讲这个。
Next message, I'll share on that.
但是神发现在这里有几个人更好用啊。
But here, God discovered there are these individuals that are even more useful to him. God sees Naomi. I can use her.
看路德可以用。
I see Ruth. I can use her.
波阿斯可以用。
I can use Boaz.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
我们活在这个世代中啊。
When we live in this generation.
我们不在乎我们呢有多少的学问，多少的地位，多少的财富。在乎什么？神能不能用你。
It does not depend on how educated we are, how wealthy we are, what our background is, it depends on if God is able to use you. We thank our God. God is able to use such ordinary people to work.
在我们里面啊，在我里面实在很受感动的一件事情。
Within me, I am very greatly moved.
就他们呢，只不过在那里按照神的意思活过生活就是。
They are only there living according to the law of God.
他们从来都不知道他们对以色列后代的历史产生多大的影响。
They did not realize what great impact they had upon the history of Israel.
在他们一生的年日里面，他们都没有看见这个。
They did not see or realize this during their time.
因为大卫呢，是路德的曾孙子第四代。
That is because David was the great grandchild, the fourth generation, grandchild of Ruth.
我相信呢，这个大卫生出来的时候呢，拿俄米早就死了。
I believe when, David was born, Naomi has passed on long ago.
波阿斯恐怕也死了。
Perhaps even Boaz.
不是可能的，一定死了。
Not only perhaps, Boaz surely would have died.
那么就连路德也死了。
Even Ruth herself.
他们一生从来不知道他们的后世的子孙里面有个人叫大卫。
During their lifetime, they did not realize there will be an offspring named David.
他们也不知道那个大卫有天会把以色列国建起来的。
They would not know that one day it is this David who will establish the kingdom of Israel.
他们只知道怎么样照着神的旨意活在神的跟前。
What did they know? They only know to live according to the will of God.
这个对我们来讲是何等的鼓舞啊。
To us, what an encouragement this ought to be.
今天我们侍奉主，我们都希望能眼前的果效，对不对啊？
Today, when we serve God, we want to see immediate results.
如果我们一服侍啊，哇，这个整个教会大复兴呢。
When we serve, we want to see a great revival in from the church.
我们一服侍啊，哇，大家都成了很有名的人。And
when we serve, we become all very famous.
今天很多人追求是这个东西啊。This
is what many seek after today.
他们从来也没过这种思想。Now
they never had such thought.
他们只知道按着神的旨意活，在神的根据。There
are some only know that I live according to the will of God.
结果他们成为以色列历史上面一个重大影响的一般人物。As
a result, they become those who had the greatest impact upon the history of Israel.
这个对我们来讲是何等的鼓舞啊！How
what an encouragement this ought to be for us.
弟兄姊妹们，我们不需要向往大事。Brothers
and sisters, we do not need to desire long for great things.
今天如果我们能走在神旨意的线上。Today,
if we're able to live according to this line that is the will of God.
生命的感觉活在主的跟前。And
that we live according to the guidance of life before God.
到主回来的时候。
When the Lord returns,
你会看见那个荣耀的,
we shall see that glory.
啊, 你看, 你我, 都是平凡人吗?
You and I are both ordinary.
我们中间有没有不平凡的人?
Do we have any who are extraordinary?
感谢主,
we thank the Lord.
我们都是平凡人,
we are all ordinary.
但是神可以使用,
but God is able to use us who are ordinary.
那我们也, 从路德记里面看见这三个人物里面，拿俄米实在是一个关键性的人物。Now
in the story of Ruth, we can see these three people. Naomi is a very key character.
啊，当然，她那个时候嫁给以利米勒。Of
course, she was married to Elimelech.
尤其在旧约的时代，这个做妻子的是完全顺服丈夫的。Now
in the old covenant, the wife is completely obedient to her husband.
这个丈夫在 这么一个大饥荒的一个环境的里面,
now the husband under this great famine
无力养活他的家,
he wants to have the family survive.
所以他走妥协的路,
so he went on a way of compromise.
他失败了,
he failed.
那么拿俄米是无可奈何地跟着他, 对不对?
Without helplessly Naomi followed.
只好跟着他去摩押,
and followed her husband to the land of Moab.
但是我们能从故事里面看见,
but we're able to see between the story.
虽然环境是非常的艰难的,
even though the situation was extremely difficult.
在外表的生活上面他们这个家是妥协的,
externally speaking, this family is one who compromised.
我们能感觉到拿俄米从来没有妥协过,
we can feel Naomi never compromised.
她身不由己跟着她走了,
she cannot but help to but follow her husband.
但是路德记告诉我们,
but in the book of Ruth, it tells us that Naomi is one who knows God. She is also one who is very good. Her two sons took for wives two Moabitess women.
你看见这两个媳妇啊, 跟拿俄米之间的关系是非常的好。
You can see the good relationship these daughter-in-laws have with Naomi.
你就知道这个婆婆是多么善良。
Then we can realize what a good person this mother-in-law is.
她两个媳妇呢，不仅爱她，也尊敬她。
Not only did her two daughter-in-laws love her dearly, but also respected her.
哇，这个不容易啊。
This is not easy.
我们中国人常常讲啊,
The Chinese often say,
这个婆媳是天敌啊。
that the mother-in-law and the daughter-in-law, they are always a nemesis to one another.
Yeah, 这个不容易的,
it is not easy.
但是你看见拿俄米的家里面,
but we can see in the family of Naomi,
处在这么一个神咒诅的一个环境的里面,
they were under this condition with God.
她维持她个人在神跟前一个正常的光景,
she had a normal relationship condition before God.
虽然她很平凡,
though she was very ordinary,
但是从她身上显出来的一些特质啊, but 叫神看重她,
we're able to see some unique characteristics from Naomi that God had his sight on her.
她不仅是一个非常善良的人,
not only was she a very good individual,
从这个故事里我们看见, 她在家里面为神做了美好的见证,
but we can see that she bore a good testimony of God in her family.
你从后来路德 那篇跟随拿俄米的那段话的里面，就看见路德能认识耶和华神，是因为拿俄米。From
the dialogue between Ruth and Naomi, we can see from the person of Ruth, she was able to know God because of Naomi.
拿俄米不仅可能 教导他两个儿子从小教导他们讲耶和华的故事给他们听的。
Not only perhaps Naomi told the story of the Lord to her two sons.
他甚至教导这两个媳妇的。
But also taught these two daughter-in-law.
所以到最后路德人说你的神就是我的神。你看。
So at last Ruth is able to say that your God, my God.
他说不然愿耶和华重重的降罚于我。
That may God do more so to me.
可见拿俄米在家里面是为神做美好的见证。
We can see then the testimony which Naomi bore in her household.
那么意思就是说，她在家中守住她神儿女该有的地位。
In other words, that she held fast to the position she ought to have as a child of God.
她坚持她对着耶和华神的信仰。
She was steadfast in her faith toward the Lord God.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
她是一个爱神的人。
She was one who loved God.
那么同时我们看见虽然在那么样一段漫长荒凉的年间
At the same time, we can see even though there's this long period of desolation,
他没有失去对于神的事物的反应。
She did not lose her sensitivity, her response to the matters of God.
丈夫死了。
Her husband died.
十年之后两个儿子也死了。
10 years later, her two sons died.
剩下一个悲惨的家庭。
It was just a very sad family now.
一个老寡妇和两个年轻的寡妇。
An old widow and two young widows.
这个家看起来是十分的悲惨。
Externally, this family seems to be very sad.
但是我们看见拿俄米在这样的环境中间。
But we see Naomi in this condition.
她并不是完没有灰心。
She was not discouraged.
圣经记载说，她听见。
Bible records for us, she heard,
她听见,
she had heard,
神开始祝福以色列百姓,
that God began to bless the people of Israel.
这个是听见的,
this word heard,
对我们今天的经历上来讲, 这是一个生命的感觉。
As far as our experience today in life, this is our sensitivity, our feeling in life.
所以任何一个时候,
so at any time,
神的儿女只要不失去这个生命的感觉,
as long as the children of God does not lose this sensitivity in life,
那我们总是有回头的机会。
We would always have a way, a means of return.
我在过去的侍奉里面,
in my past service,
我碰见很多人呢,
many a time,
他们有很多人离开神, 甚至几十年离开神。
I encounter people who have left the Lord even for decades.
好几个人三十年、四十年离开神。
Many who I've encountered, they left the Lord for 20, 30, 40 years.
到最后他们回来了。
But at the end, they returned.
怎么回来的呢？
How did they return?
就是摸到了那个生命的感觉。
And that's because they have touched on that feeling of life.
所以我们真是感谢神，神是何等的爱我们。
So we do feel how much that God loves us.
一旦你相信神，相信主耶稣，神就把他的生命放在你的里面。
At the moment we believe in Jesus, God has placed his life in us.
虽然我们忽略他。
And though we neglect him.
我们弃绝他。
We forsake him.
我们不理他。
We do not mind him.
我们过我们自己的生活。
And we do whatever
we want. 甚至过犯罪的生活。
Even in living a sinful life.
但是那个生命进来了，就在你里面。
But as long as the life has come, it is in you.
一直到有一天，你那个光景软弱，软弱到一个地步，没有办法碰到这个生命，就回转。
At one day, at last, when we are so weak, so weak to a point we touch this life, we will return.
所以你知道吗？今天我们里面那个生命的感觉啊，这是我们一个回头的很重要的一个原因。
Therefore, this is very crucial for us with the sense of life.This is the key for our return.
你看，经过了这么漫长的年日。
Through a long period of time.
也许有很多犹太人跑到外邦去，老早就忘记他的国家了。
Perhaps there are many Jews who have gone to the Gentile land and they have forgotten about God.
但有一天，拿俄米忽然听见了一个消息。
But one day, Naomi heard about this news.
她听见了之后呢，她不是光是停在那里。
When she heard, she was not stationary.
她立刻里面动了个意念。
Immediately she had this thought.
要离开摩亚，要回去。
I must leave Moab to return.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
顺服生命的感觉是有行动的。
When we submit to the guidance of life, there must be action.
她愿意归回。
She was willing to return.
她这个归回就是相信神，她对神没有失去信心。
When she returned, that means she has faith in God. She did not lose faith in God.
所以她开头的时候准备带两个媳妇一起回去。
So as she began to take her daughter-in-law to return.
后来她想一想啊。
And then she thought.
哎呀，她 他说我一个人苦就好了，不要他们两个跟着我一起受苦了。
It is enough for me to suffer alone. I do not need them to suffer along with me.
因为拿俄米实在是一个善良的人。
Because Naomi indeed was very kind.
这个，所以因此呢，他就对两个媳妇说。
So Naomi says to her two daughter-in-laws.
你们不要跟我去了。
You don't have to return with me.
你们回到你们自己的家，回到你们自己的神那里。
You can return home and to your gods.
其实弟兄姊妹，这里代表一个重要的原则。
But brothers and sisters, in these words, there's an important principle.
这个叫做善意的考验。
And this is a very kind test here.
你知道吗？神做事情就是这个原则。
Now this is a principle how God works.
因为在属灵的事情上。
Now in spiritual matters.
神从来不勉强人的。
God never coerces us.
从神创造亚当夏娃开始，我们看见神从来不勉强人的。
Even from the creation of Adam and Eve, we see that God never forces us.
神是愿意我们怎么样呢？甘心乐意的自动的来跟随。
God is so willing for us to voluntarily, willingly follow after.
所以我们看见这个俄尔巴跟路德两个代表两种不同的反应呢。
Therefore, we can see from the two persons of Orpah and Ruth, there are two responses.
拿俄米非常善意的对他们两个人来劝告。
So, very kindly, Naomi encourages these two daughters.
俄尔巴代表什么呢？
What does Orpah represent?
代表对主有感情。
Orpah is one who has a feeling toward the Lord.
但是却不肯跟随。
But yet not willing to follow.
你知道我们常常有时候被神感动啊，有时候听到感动，哇，感动得不得了了。哎呀，我们对主真是有感情，但是一散了会呢，就还是我行我素。
Now, you know, many a times we are moved, greatly moved. We hear a message, and we have so much zeal for the Lord. But there's no action. After the meeting is over, we go back to ourselves.
他是有感动，没有跟随。
There is feeling, a sensation, but there's no action, no following.
他的确，他对拿俄米也很好。
And she is very good to Naomi.
但是他不愿意付这个代价。
But she was not willing to pay this cost.
所以弟兄姊妹们，这是很可惜的一件事。
So brothers and sisters, this is very sad.
但路德呢，就代表着什么？
And Ruth,
爱慕又肯坚持跟随的一般人。
Ruth represents for us a group, one who is willing to follow and very steadfast, willing to follow.
我们中文这里有一个话叫路德舍不得拿俄米。
And here in the Chinese, in the English, it says that Ruth claved unto her, clung unto her.
但是你看那个英文字，这个 clave 这个字是什么？是紧跟的意思。
So in the Chinese, it's only that she'll miss Naomi, but in the English translation, there is a clinging, a clave unto her.
不过我们中文翻得很生动。
But in the Chinese translation, it's very animated.
所以我们常常讲，我不管怎么样啊。你只要对主呢，能有点舍不得的感觉，那都是好的。
Now, regardless of how much, as long as we have a little bit affection of love toward the Lord, that is good.
路德就在这里紧紧的跟随。
And here, Ruth clung closely to Naomi.
所以呢，他的这个跟啊，在属灵世上是一个重要的秘诀。
Therefore, this following to Naomi in our spiritual perspective is a very secret.
我们晓得后来主耶稣到地上来的时候，
we know when the Lord Jesus was on earth.
主拣选了一般的门徒啊。
The Lord chose for him disciples.
这般门徒只会打鱼。
Now these disciples are only fishermen.
其他没什么长处。
They did not know any other talent.
但是呢，他们后来呢抓住个秘诀。
But later on they had the secret.
就是主无论到哪里去，他们跟。
That is, no matter where the Lord went, they followed.
你记得有一次主讲了一些，在约翰福音第六章讲了一些话，很多人都离开了。
You know, in the Gospel according to John in chapter 6, after the Lord spoke, many departed.
回头过来对他们说，你们也要离我去。
And the Lord turns to his disciples and asks, shall you depart from me as well?
彼得说你是永生神的儿，你永生之道，我们还归从谁呢？跟呢。
And Peter's response was, you're the son of the living God and you have the word of life. We will follow no matter what.
所以就是这个跟。
It is this follow.
叫他们从渔夫啊变成主的使徒啊。
So from fishermen, they were turned to apostles.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
今天你知道我们跟随主要经过考验。
Today, when we follow the Lord, we will be tested.
也许我们早年蒙恩得救赎，刚刚很新鲜，跟啊跟，跟了一半了，发现这个 那个人不错，跟那个人走了，发觉那个事情很好，就跟那个事情走了。
Now, perhaps we are saved by grace and we follow the Lord and we're zealous for the Lord, but after a certain while, we say, oh, this is good, I follow here, or I want to follow that person, and we go away.
啊，你看见门徒们跟随主耶稣那一路上有很多试探引诱。
But we can see as the disciples follow the Lord along the way, there are many temptations.
我们今天呢，求主给我们像路德的心智一样死根到底。
Now today, may we have a desire as Ruth, no matter to the end, till death do we part, we follow the Lord.
哎，真的死根到底啊。
And we follow him till death parts us.
他最后说，你在哪里死，我也在哪里死。
And I will die where you die, and I will bury there.
哎，他讲太快了。那个，你埋在哪里，我也埋在哪里。
I will die where you die, and I will be buried with you there.
哎，你看看多好啊。
See how good that is.
所以你知道吗？路德说出了历世历代所有跟随主的人的这个根的最重要的意义。
So Ruth tells us throughout the generations, one who follows and the true meaning of following.
你不要再催我了。
Oh, do not urge me to leave.
我的心已经决定了。
Now I am decided.
至死的跟随。
I will follow you unto death.
圣经说，于是二人同行。
Therefore, the scriptures record for us, then the two went. This is a very beautiful spiritual life. So they went until they have arrived to Bethlehem. From their shame, from their emptying, now they have returned to abundance.
所以你知道，在旧约圣经里面，你说记载这些故事啊，常常把一些深奥的一些属灵的经历啊，就隐藏在背后。
Therefore, when we read such stories in the Old Testament, we have to realize there is a very deep, meaningful spiritual lesson behind it.
因为如果按照属灵的领悟上来讲的话呢。
If we look at this from a spiritual understanding,
我们每一个人的生命中间都有一个以利米勒。
Each one of us in our lives has an Elimelech.
我们也跟这个以利米勒来生出了那个基伦马莲。
And then from Elimelech, in this union, we bring forth Mahlon and Chilion.
这两个名字也不太好，有病的，有什么软弱的。
And these two names are not good meaning. One is sickly and pining.
所以以利米勒死了。
So after Elimelech died,
哎呀，我们说真是死得好啊。
And so we say, oh, that is very timely.
这两个儿子也死了。
Now the two sons died.
这是按照属灵原则讲的哈。
Now I'm speaking it from a spiritual viewpoint.
因为他们不死，他就这边拿俄米不得自由了。
That is because without the spiritual meaning of that dying, then Naomi cannot be free.
所以你看见整个故事的里面背后包括着一个从死里死到复活的一个原则在里面。
Therefore, throughout this story, we can see the principle reality behind it is from death into resurrection.
他们现在真是空空的回来了。
Now they really returned empty.
那么就重新回到神的。
And once again, they are restored, come back to the fullness of God.
所以，当他们一回到伯利恒。
So when they came to Bethlehem,
路德记第一章最后一句话。
The last sentence in chapter 1 of Ruth.
就说那时候正是动手割大麦的时候。
In the beginning of barley harvest.
开始有了丰收。
There is an abundant harvest.
开始。有了神的喜悦。
Again, then, the pleasure of God is seen there.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So, brothers and sisters.
今天，如果我们要走在神恢复的路上。
Today, if we want to go on this way of recovery before God.
在今天这样一个如同四世纪的时代的里面。
Today, as we live in a generation as in the day of Judges.
我们第一件重要的事情。
The first important matter.
我们就是要从这个饥荒里面走出来。
We must come out of this famine.
其实呢，神是爱我们的。
The reality is that God loves us.
主耶稣说，他就是从天上降下来的粮。
God said, the Lord Jesus said that I am the bread from heaven.
他是一个真正的属灵粮食。
And he is the true bread of life.
那么这个意思就是说呢，
And that is to say,
如果我们活在基督里面，我们应当是活得饱足的。
If we're abiding in Christ, we ought to be one who is full and
satisfied. 我们应当是活得健康的。
We ought to be strong and healthy.
我们不应该长期处在一种饥荒的一种状态的里面。
We ought not to be in a condition where there's famine around.
但是弟兄姊妹们, 问问自己,
but brothers and sisters, we must ask ourselves, in our spiritual living today, are we full and satisfied?
还是你一直处在一个一种的饥荒的情况里面?
Or are we still in a condition where there's famine?
当然, 这个粮食就是主的自己,
of course, this food, this provision is the Lord Himself.
那么我们得粮食的方式有很多的,
now, there are many ways for us to receive this
life.
And the Spirit will open, break the Word of God.
把基督的丰富释放出来了,
and will give us the abundance of Christ. And our spirits will be filled. So we must read the Word of God. And from the Word of God, we must be filled.
那么就说你需要吃到主的话,
that means we must eat, partake of the Word of God.
可惜啊,
sadly, we see that in the condition of the church on earth today.
有很多时候讲台呢, 好像变成教室, 那么是讲道理的地方。
Many a times the pulpit is only to teach doctrine or to teach theory.
甚至呢,
sometimes the pulpit becomes a showcase.
哇,这个各式各样的表演,
and there's many performances on the pulpit.
那么或者呢,
perhaps the pulpit will become like a talk show.
啊,别人个人的口才的表现地方,
and I will make known how eloquent that I am.
你知道今天有很多神的儿女们在追逐,
today, there are many children of God who pursue after these things.
所以你要从这样一个荒凉的光景中重新回到神的荣耀里。
So in order for us to leave, depart away from such desolation in, back into the glory of God,
我们必须要弃绝那些不是粮食的东西。
We must reject that which is not food.
如果你把那些不是粮食的东西吃下去了, 弟兄姊妹对你只有,
brothers and sisters, if we intake that which is not food, it will only do us harm.
哎呀, 我们今天呢,
today, we do live in a very situation, there's a lot of crisis. We know there is contamination with the food supply in earth. It is to a point of crisis. Now, I think even for us in this generation, even in the U.S., with our food supply, we are very careful. When I was young, you don't have this term, worry about your food being organic or not. But now everyone's looking to buy organic food. Because many, you cannot that food will harm our life. And they will harm even the survival of man.
我们对我们的身体啊, 我们小心得不得了,
so as to our physical body, we're so careful. But why is it we do not take care of our spiritual life?
今天在属灵的世界里面更严重,
it is even more important for us concerning spiritual matters.
太多不是食物的东西进来了,
there are so much that we take that are not spiritual food.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
dear brothers and sisters,
我们要知道,
we must know,
只有我们的主耶稣基督是天上降下来的粮,
only our Lord Jesus is the manna from above.
啊, 我们要, 得不得主的自己,
if we do not have the Lord Himself, we will never be satisfied. Then we will have compromise in our life. And we will escape.
就是因为什么?
Why?
我们里面不饱足,
because there's no filling, no satisfaction within.
我们等于到处去找食物吃,
we're trying to look for food to eat. Others will give us false things and we take it.
所以阿摩斯书第八章十一节的话,
and so we're very familiar with the words in Amos chapter 8 verse 11.
他说你们饥饿非因无粮, 就干渴非因无水, 那是因为什么? 不听从耶和华的话。
That there is famine not because of lack of bread, and thirst not because of lack of water, but because we forsake the word of the Lord.
我们知道神的心意是要将他的儿女饱足的。
We realize the heart of God is to satisfy, fill his children.
所以我们只有吃得饱足过得丰盛,
therefore, only when we're filled and satisfied and have abundant life, then we would have God's pleasure.
我们不是说外面给我做多少工啊,
it is not how much we have done for the Lord, how much I have ran for the Lord, no.
你吃得肥肥壮壮的,
but when you eat and you're healthy and strong, God is pleased.
如果你是在一种饥饿状态中,
but if you're sickly and in famine,
神的心不能满足,
God's heart is not pleased.
可怜啊,
it is very sad.
很多时候我们就像世世代中的这些百姓一样。
Now, many a times we are like the children of God throughout the generations.
今天仇敌也用了很多的工作在神的百姓当中。
And the enemy will use much work amongst God's people today.
我们有时候去 聚会参加的时候,我们喜欢,很多人喜欢那种情感式的激动,
when we go to worship and gather, we like to be moved in our emotions.
但是我们要知道,
but we must know.
这种情感式的这种东西啊, 很容易就过去了,
our emotions will quickly pass.
一时的刺激,
we're excited for once.
哎呀,你看多少人现在在追寻这些东西啊?
And so many are seeking for these feelings, sensations.
那么也有很多人追求这个知识性的满足。
And many will seek to be satisfied with knowledge.
尤其年轻人受过教育的人,我们很喜欢这种知识性的东西。
Especially for the young people who are educated, well-educated, we want knowledge.
但是我们知道这种知识性的东西也是暂时的东西。
But we realize such knowledge is also temporal.
所以我们今天所寻求的
Therefore, what we seek ought to seek after today is spiritual food.
如果仅仅是魂的满足,
if it's only to satisfy our soul,
至终你会发现,
at last we'll discover
你里面仍旧是饥饿的,
there is still hunger within.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
dear brothers and sisters,
我们晓得今天地上个人的圣徒, 整个教会很多情况的偏离, 妥协, 逃避, 最主要的原因就是饥荒。
We realize today whether individual or corporate bodies, when there is going astray, the basic reason is famine, that because there is compromise, there is escape, and there is a lack of the Word of God.
所以我们要知道,今天我们需要在灵里面做主自己的供应。Therefore,
we must know today we must be filled, satisfied in our spirit by God.
其实你个人亲近主的生活也可以给你带来满足。
In fact, when we personally draw near to God, He will satisfy us.
教会应该像伯特利一样。
And the church ought to be as Bethlehem.
应该是一个粮食丰盛供应的地方。
Now, ought to be the storehouse of bread. There is much abundance and supply there.
我们看见在教会历史上,
now we can see throughout church history,
当有些年间,当主的话大量被解开的时候,
in the days when the word of God is rich and revealed,
真理的亮光出来的时候,
and when there is the light, the sun of righteousness,
神的儿女的心是多么的满足啊,
how satisfying, pleasing it is to the heart of God.
我记得我年轻的时候,
I remember when I was young. Now, we do feel there is abundant supply from God in the church. We're able to say as David,
人对我们说往耶和华的殿去,
that I rejoice when I'm going to the temple, to the house of God.
常常有时候那个波饼聚会里面那个主的那个同在,那个丰富啊,那个满足到一个地步啊,那个里面真是快乐的不知道怎么说啊。
Especially doing bread breaking, the joy of the Lord fills the house, fills us, that is joy inexpressible.
我们回去的时候,你看见走到那个巷子里面, 弟兄姊妹唱着诗歌回去的,
even when we depart from the house of the Lord, when we return home, we are returning with singing.
回到家里面,躺到床上, 这个里面这个满足的感觉还没有止息啊。
Even when we're resting at home, this joy still is unceasing.
那么弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
我们要看看今天的光景,
we have to see the condition today.
我们有多少基督徒是活在这样的光景中的呢?
How many children of God live in this situation?
我们的神是丰富的神,
our God is an abundant God.
祂是愿意祝福我们的神,
He is willing to bless us.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters, may we be as Naomi,
像路德一样,
as Ruth,
重新回到神的丰富里,
that once again we will return to Bethlehem, to God's abundance. We must take note of our spiritual condition within. Whenever we return,
听神的话,
and we obey the word of God,
神的祝福自然就降下来,
the blessing of God naturally will come.
这是真的,
and that's true.
我有时候因着聚会啊,
many a times when we gather together, I will be satisfied.
但是我更多的时候是我个人在主面前亲近主的时候，灵里得满足。
But many a times it is when I have a personal time with the Lord that I'm satisfied within.
我知道这种满足是地上任何东西不能取代的。
And I know that this satisfaction is nothing in this world can give.
你只有活在这样一种满足的里面,
only when we live in such satisfaction,
你可以不随着整个时代的潮流走,
we will not conform to the current of this world.
你只有活在这样一种的 富足的里面，
when we live in such abundance,
你的生活会不妥协。
We have a life that does not compromise.
你完全不需要逃避。
And we do not need to run away.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
在路德记里面，
in the book of Ruth,
神就借这么一个小小的故事，
through this very little story,
首先提醒我们，
it reminds us,
我们需要回到神的丰富。
We must return back to the fullness of God.
这些日子我们希望所有弟兄姊妹都能好好的祷告。
In these days, may we learn how to pray well.
求主重新一次把我们带回伯特利。
To seek the Lord to help us, to bring us back once again to Bethlehem.
丰富粮食之家。
To return back to the storehouse of God's fullness. So that we may be supplied fully. And we're strong in spirit.
欢欢喜喜活在神的跟前。
That we can live joyfully in the presence of God.
这个才是一个见证的开始。
And that is only the beginning of this testimony.
愿主祝福他自己的话。
And may the Lord bless his own word.
我们请低头再念祷告。
Let us bow for a further word of prayer.
主，我们真是满心的感谢你。
Lord, our hearts are filled with thanksgiving to thee.
你不仅把我们救赎回来。
Not only hast thou saved us.
你也把你自己的丰富赐给了我们。
Thou has also given us of your fullness.
在你的生命中，
in thy life,
拥有你一切所有的丰盛。
We enjoy all thy fullness.
让我们知道怎样在这个生命中与主有交通。
Help us to know how to have fellowship with thee in this life.
如何能活在这个丰盛的光景中？
How we can live in the fullness of this condition.
主啊，救我们脱离这个荒凉的时代。
Lord, help us to depart away from this generation of desolation.
带领我们能像拿俄米、像路德一样。
Help us to be as Naomi, as Ruth.
重新回到你的丰富里。
That once again we'll return to thy fullness.
主啊，愿这些日子，
Lord, in these days,
使我们每个弟兄姊妹灵里面饱足。
May you satisfy, fill all our spirits.
好，叫我们面临极大考验的一个时代。
So in these last days, when there's great trials and temptation,
靠主的恩典能站住。
By thy grace, we shall be able to stand.
不过妥协的生活。
We shall not live a life of compromise.
更是不过逃避的生活。
And we shall not live a life that will escape and flee.
叫我们在地上能荣耀你的名。
So that on earth we may glorify thy name.
求主继续带领我们。
Lord, may thou continue to lead us.
祝福这些话语。
Bless thy own word.
垂听我们的祷告。
Listen to our prayer.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
In the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.